Connie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good.
We're waiting for people. It's not yet fully time. I think it just hit it. But I just wanted to mention I was going to call you later today or tomorrow. Before you send another donation by PayPal, I need to change the email that you send it to. So I'll give you a call or I'll text you with the correct information.
Okay, tomorrow would be good. I'm here all day tomorrow.
Okay. But right now we're just waiting. You sound good. You're feeling better?
Yes, every day better.
Good.
Slow but sure. It's been a process for sure.
All of life is a process.
This is the hardest process I've ever had to go through, but
I do understand
Martha.
That. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we can start, and we'll see. I'm sure other people will arrive. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Kedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagrenu Taharenu Yora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Yom Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin. Barachem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Leim. Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasim Kadosh Erov Tucha Na'el Adata Het Kufet Tet Munayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Ezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Kalumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yurta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzeh Chesed L'alafim Notzeh Alon Wafesha V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. We will utilize the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. And I will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Yishkinte Bithilu Erhimu Hilu Hilu Erhimu Le'afka l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kolenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kolenei Rabbi Abba Amar Betwa Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Kol Ma Deaved Le'ela Wichtata Kolayihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Kaleila Mila Bialma Bivae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Witola Spirit Bialma. We're now going to go to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses from the Tanakh that meets this energy, connects to this energy. The first verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal, Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti, Udlabev Leene, Shete Levivot, Vievre, Miada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this energy, in this verse, is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti odeh ale b'shai l'Adonai yohe wahe v'ata nasata avon chatati selah. The year 5777 has two verses that connect to its energy, which is that of the goat, and also that of a wake-up call. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, it becomes Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, it becomes Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai. Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kilo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'hitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God as follows. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabei sham v'shavtem elai el nachum v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti O Tov B'kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetza Yobed Roav Yomu Ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami liYisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yergos od v'lo yosifu V'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the names out loud with their root vowels, letter by letter, in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awaka layo La wa wa pe he la, nu la cha yo yo la yo, me la hey hey, hey wa, nu ta hey hey a a, yo re ta shi a hey, re yo yo a wa me, Laka be washi re. Yo he wa la he he. Da wa to me nu da. Anu yo he ame. Re he a yo yo wa. He 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 me yo ha. Wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo. Ashi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo. He he she a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta. Me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la. He re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he wa yo. Da me nu. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing this same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he te me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa la nu me ta yo he yo me nu he 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 wo wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo wa wa me le yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he te ta a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 28th day of Sivan, excuse me, that's 27th day of Sivan, Rabbi Hananya ben Tradyon, he was one of the 10 martyrs we read about on Tisha B'Av. And in anticipation of the month, the energy of the month of Tammuz, I suggest you read the little paragraphs about, that are part of his Hilulah. Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Isaac Eisenstadt. Tzaddikim who left on the 28th day of Sivan. Rabbi Meshulam Feldish Halevi Lawi of Tosh, Rabbi Abraham Adadi, Rabbi Shimshon Aaron Polanski. The eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Our class today continues the preparation for the three-week period, which starts 3 weeks from yesterday. You will find the handout, or handouts, they're plural, on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or if you're on a mobile device, at the bottom of the page. When you open up the unique astrological times landing page, please scroll down 90% of the way, almost to the end of the page, you will see a period called the 3-week period. Within those links, there are three that we will be opening and using today. The one is the Vaduhi is Confession, an English translation by Rabbi Avraham Sutton. The next two, one is the Tikkun Chatzot. During the 3 weeks, only say Tikkun Rachel. That's one of our handouts. And the one immediately below that, that says the Tikkun Chatzot, English only. We will start with the Tikkun Chatzot. The English only. We left off last class, last Sunday, having completed the Chet in our discussion. So we are now taking a look at the Tet. Talfalnu Sheker. We have practiced deceit. Deceit can be on many levels, and we need to realize that. It's not just telling a lie, but it's also telling half-truths. It's also using body language to deceive. Many different levels. Ya'atz nura. We have counseled evil. Remember the Kabbalistic definition of evil. It's not your normal definition, and it makes a significant difference when you integrate this definition of evil into your worldview. The definition of evil in Kabbalah is the desire to receive for oneself alone. Selfishness is an evil act, an evil consciousness. And when you have this consciousness and a friend comes to you with troubles and they speak to you and they say, what do you think I should do? And if your frame of consciousness is the desire to receive for oneself alone, you are counseling evil. Kisadnu, we have spoken falsehood. And again, this can be on the level of body language. Latznu, we have scoffed. To be a scoffer is a higher level, meaning a more negative level, of being a person who says Lashon Hara. It means that it's habitual, that you are addicted to gossip, to Lashon Hara. Maradnu, we have revolted. Now, who could we be revolting against? Many people revolt against the desire to receive in order to share. It doesn't make logical sense. Why should I care about the homeless person I meet? Why should I care about the handicapped person that I meet? Why should I consider helping these people? This is a being revolted. This is a person who is revolting against his connection to Hashem. And you have two choices. You can connect to Hashem, or you can connect to the Satan. If you run away from connecting to Hashem, you are running towards Hashem. I mean, Satan. You see how strong Satan is, that word came out of my mouth. Avinu, committing iniquity. What is iniquity? Many people will say it's a sin. But in my worldview, iniquity is when I don't treat people fairly, justly. If someone is close to me, will I treat them differently than someone who is far from me? I'm making judgments in either case. Will I use the same technique, the same tool of judgment? Will I consider judging people close to me leniently, whereas people far from me are strict judgment, strict evaluation, no mercy involved? But those close to me, I elevate mercy and include it in the judgment. And that is supposed to be more just. Consider what you're really saying when you say what I just said. Pashanu, we have transgressed. Sararnu, we have oppressed. Do you oppress your children when they are little? They're toddlers, when they're 4 years old, when they're 10 years old, and you say, this is my law, this is my house, follow my directions. Are you oppressing your children's ego? Are you oppressing your children's desire to receive for oneself alone? Are you training them to live in a society that you are handing them when you grow older and they grow older? Have you admitted to yourself that the society that you are handing to your children for the first time in history, that society is less spiritual than the society you received from your parents? Or is it more spiritual? What is the truth? Kishinu Oref, we have been stiff-necked. Hashem has called the children of Israel stiff-necked since the redemption from Egypt. Are you stiff-necked? Do you refuse to bend your neck? Do you refuse to bend to the wind of change? Is that what's going on in the polarity in the world? These are questions that need to be asked. The answers will depend on you. Rashanu, we have acted wickedly. Shichatnu, We have dealt corruptly. These terms I have raised in other terms. Tiavnu, we have committed abomination. What is an abomination? A religious person would say that the society, by allowing same-sex marriage, is committing an abomination. There are others in the society who would say, no, that's not true, because look at the words of the verse that they're using to call it corrupt and abominable. Look at the words of the verse and recognize there are extra words being used for some reason. Because it would be less words in the Torah to say, do not sleep with a same sex. Or even do not sleep with the same sex if you're male. These are all less words than the idea of do not sleep with a man like you would a woman. Which way do you want to view the words of the Torah? Literally? Less literal but not completely metaphorical? Metaphorically. Or somewhere in the middle of all three of those descriptions. Tenu, we have gone astray. Do you feel lost? Then obviously you have gone astray. Are you certain on the path that you are following is correct for your soul? Then maybe you are still gone astray. Titanu, we have led others astray. This is the most severe action that a human being can do. It is one thing for you to feel lost, for you to have gone astray, for you to have made a mistake. It's another for you to have caused those same things in others. Now, the purpose, we have finished the list of the 22 items of the Vidui that follow the Aleph Bet. On Rosh Hashanah, we do it in the forward order, and we do it in the reverse order with somewhat different words. And for the most part, we don't really analyze that reverse order in the words. But I'm transferring to the handout, which is Rabbi Sutton's translation, because I think it's important for you to take to heart the words of his translation, the understanding of his translation, as you list the Hebrew words as you recite the Hebrew words of the Vidui, of the confession. We beseech you, Hashem, our God and Hashem of our ancestors, let our prayers come before you. Our King, do not ignore our supplications. I forgot to mention that it's about 80% to the bottom of the page where you will find the words, we beseech you. And now I'm going to continue. For Hashem, our God and God of our ancestors, we are not so arrogant and stiff-necked as to think that we are completely righteous and have not erred. On the contrary, we want to admit to you, and more importantly, to ourselves, that we have erred, which is a chet. We have sinned intentionally in order to satisfy our lust, which is avon, transferring energy from ourselves to others, to the negative system. And we have rebelliously committed crimes which have caused us to become coarse and insensitive and therefore unworthy of your forgiveness. The Hebrew word is pesha. This goes for us, our parents, and the members of our families, whether now or in previous lifetimes. And please take that statement to heart. Reincarnation is a true reality. If you don't recognize that and you don't accept that, you're making a mistake that will cause you to reincarnate until you come to accept it as truth. We wish to admit our guilt, but not to fall into excessive guilt, which actually prevents us from doing teshuvah, not to fall into depression. We have been ungrateful for all the good done to us, and even repaid back for good. We have robbed, we have been two-faced, and spoken slander behind others' backs. We have caused others to deviate from the right path. We have caused others to do wrong. We have acted maliciously. We have acted violently and fraudulently to get what we want. We have framed lies and been deceitful in order to save ourselves and get others in trouble. We have advised others to do things that were harmful to them. We have spoken falsely and not kept our word. We let our anger get the best of us. We have scoffed and made light of serious matters. We have rebelled against you. We have compromised your truth for our own convenience. We have shown contempt and thereby provoked your displeasure. We have committed adultery and other sexual offenses. We have been stubborn and turned out our hearts away from you. We have sinned intentionally in order to satisfy our lust, and we have gotten caught in the web of our own rationalizations. We have rebelliously committed crimes which have caused us to become coarse and insensitive, and therefore unworthy of your forgiveness. We have damaged the very things which are most sacred and precious to us. We have oppressed and harassed. We have caused our parents grief and anguish. We have been stiff-necked and obstinately ignored all of your reminders to repent and better our ways. We have acted wickedly and become twisted inside. We have corrupted and destroyed our innate sense of right and wrong. We have lost our human dignity and stooped to the level of animals. We have completely gone astray and lost our way in life. We have missed others to go astray as well. In sum, we have turned away from your good mitzvot and your ethical laws, all to no avail. But you are just with regard to any punishment that befalls us, for you have acted truthfully while we have just hardened our hearts and become more enmeshed in our sins. I hope you have recognized that all of these statements within Rabbi Sutton's translation is expressing the thoughts that we were discussing in the 22 Hebrew words or phrases that are presented to us in the order of the Aleph Bet in the Vidui, the confessional. This translation has all of them, not in the same order, but all of the thoughts are there. We'll now return to the Hebrew Tikkun Chatzot. And we will read Psalm 137, which is the top of page 5. Nahorot Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bakinu Bizachrenu Et Zion Al Aravim B'toch HaTalinu Ki Nodotenu Kishan She'elunu Shoveinu Divrei Shir B'tol Aleinu Simcha Shiru Lanu Yishir Tzion Ech Nashir Et Shir Hashem Al Admat Nekar Im Ishkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tifach Lashoni Vechikim Lo Ezkereki Im Lo Ale Et Yerushalayim Arosh Simchati Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim Haomrim Aru Aru Ad Haisod Ba Bat Bavel Hashronata Ashrei Shalem Lach Et Gemules Shana Milat Shana Malt Lanu Ashrei sheyohez v'nipet et olalayich el hasaleh. We're now going to transfer to the English translation of the Tikkun Chatzot for an English translation of Psalm 137. And eventually, we will be saying that ourselves. In our psalm study of the Tanit Dibur. But we're only on Psalm 34 having been completed, so we're over 100 psalms away. but it will come. Please note, there are 9 verses. Which connects to 2 places, to Yesod and to Chachma. I also would recommend that you realize, hopefully you did already, the tone of my voice did not seem happy, but I'm not yet in that state of crying for the loss of the temple. It's a process that is reached as we say the Tikkun Rachel. We do mourn for the temple, and as we have said, we will say the Tikkun Rachel in the afternoons during the 3-week period. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion. What do you remember of Zion, you personally? You weren't there physically, that you remember. And even if you were there physically, what you were reincarnated into that generation, the effect of what happened to that generation. It's easy to weep when you feel that generation. Verse 2. Upon the willows, in the midst thereof, we hanged up our harps. Verse 3. For they that led us captive asked of us words of song, and our tormentors asked of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion, they said. This is what the Babylonians and other nations asked of the Levites. Levites were taught to sing in the temple. They sang the songs of psalms in the temple. Their voices, even today, a Levite has a beautiful voice. He may not have had any training to help that voice, but his voice is beautiful. This comes down to him from the fathers of the tribe of Levi. And the Levites, when requested to sing, said the following, how shall we sing the Hashem song in a foreign land? How can we sing what Hashem told us to sing, taught us to sing in the temple, when there is no temple? Verse 5, if I forget thee, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. It's a famous verse. We've all heard it. How do we live it? The 6th verse. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I remember thee not. If I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy, I can't be joyful if Jerusalem is not free. And people will tell us, but Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. After all, the United States just declared the truth of it. Is Jerusalem free? Is Jerusalem in ruins? What do you feel? What do you see? What do you sense? Verse 7. Remember Hashem against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundations, raise it. A simple statement, but very meaningful. Do they deserve the effect of those words to be done to them? If you are truly a righteous person, you do not hold a grudge. You do not hold ill will or previous insults and slights and pain and suffering, because you know the truth. You and I, we caused it. They were just following Hashem's directions. Hashem said they need this cleansing. Go and cleanse them. Didn't they go too far? Can't we say you went too far? Have the effect of your own going too far? Or do we need to say, I caused it, and your lust got the better of you, and I forgive you? The 8th verse. O daughter of Babylon, thou art to be destroyed. Happy shall he be that repayeth thee as thou hast served us. Is this a true statement? Will you be happy to repay the pain and suffering you have received? Are you this person who holds this grudge? Or maybe it's not a grudge. Maybe you're acting as the hands of Hashem. But can you be certain in your righteousness that this is what Hashem wants to have happen to another aspect of his children? Remember the Midrash that tells us the angels were singing joyfully when the river, when the sea crashed back and drowned the Egyptians. And Hashem rebuked the angels by saying, how can you sing joyfully when my children are dying? What have we learned? The 9th verse. Happy shall he be that takes and dashes thy little ones against the rock. Is this the person you wish to be? And even if you don't do it yourself, can you be happy when it happens to someone else? We have lived in a society, we continue to live in a society, that was telling us, teaching us, I can do whatever I want as long as I don't hurt anybody. But the Torah teaches us, you cannot be free as long as there is someone who is not free. And of course, people ask, what's it matter to me if someone the other side of the world is not free? How does that impact my life? I don't know them. I don't see them. I'm not aware of them. All three false statements. We've gotten a little bit further along the path of preparing for the 3 weeks. I need to caution you. The month of Tammuz is coming, and it can be a joyful month. The question is, will you allow it to be joyful? Will you love the process of Tammuz? The process of feeling your emotional reactions? The process of being yourselves. Our Rosh Chodesh events will be this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It takes the place of our questions and answers class this coming Wednesday. Please put it on your calendar. Please be aware of it. And please participate within it. We are going to spend the next 2 Sundays preparing specifically for the 3 weeks of meditations. I hope you will see clear to learn it, to do it, and to live it. I bid you all Shavuot Tov, a good week, a week of peace and serenity, happiness and joy, where the world grows more free, where the world grows that fewer people are losing their freedom. Shavuot Tov. Are there any questions? Shavuot Tov to all.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.